personal investments would earn a better rate of return than money in the current Social Security system. But the nonpartisan Pew Hispanic Center in Washington finds Latinos may have more difficulty making the transition to personal investment accounts. Richard Fry is an economist with the Pew Hispanic Center and a co-author of the study.
Latinos are much, much younger than whites and African Americans, and so they really do have different stakes in sort of the discussion about how to, you know, put Social Security on a more stable, long-run basis.
The Pew study polling over 1,000 people over the past month found that Hispanics who are 65 and older are more dependent on Social Security than their white counterparts because they have few other sources of retirement income.
They're significantly less likely to have a pension at work. They're not building the nest egg. They're much less likely to either, for one, own a home, but also in terms of getting these long-term financial assets. Latinos are clearly lagging their younger white counterparts as well.
Since most younger Latinos were born in the U.S., they're more likely to accumulate a longer work history, making them better off by the time they retire. Still, today's younger Latinos are also likely to be more dependent on Social Security when they retire than their white counterparts will be. Fry says that just as is true for white and African American